With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The March jobs report is just in. The government says America's employers added 303,000 jobs last month. That's more than economists were expecting. It comes on the heels of 275,000 jobs added in February. The unemployment rate fell from 3.9 to 3.8% last month. Israel says it's taking steps to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza, including reopening a key border crossing into northern Gaza.
The UN says much of the population in northern Gaza is on the brink of starvation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced the new steps early Friday. Hours earlier, President Joe Biden had told Netanyahu that future US support for the war in Gaza depends on Israel doing more to protect civilians and aid workers. Gaza officials say the Palestinian death toll has passed 33,000, with over 75,000 wounded. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, a nor'easter has left its mark on parts of northern New York and New England. National Weather Service's Stephen Barron is in Maine.
Heavy wet snow. We've seen a lot of trees and power lines coming down, which has resulted in a lot of power outages in our area. And snow totals, especially in our northern zones, are up to double digits. We've had a couple reports come in over a foot so far today.
While cleanup is getting underway, the Weather Service says snow showers could continue today and tomorrow across northern New England, northern New York, and parts of West Virginia. Apple is cutting just over 600 jobs in California. The first big wave of post-pandemic layoffs for Apple comes amid a broader wave of tech industry consolidation. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher ahead of the opening bell. The Dow futures are up 89 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 71 points. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in India.
Attacks on believers are increasing. A new report from the Evangelical Fellowship of India records over 600 incidents of violence against Christians in 2023, up from about 400 the year before. The fellowship fears things will only get worse in 2024, with nationwide elections looming. Hindu radical parties and politicians usually ramp up their anti-Christian rhetoric in election years, which often leads to more attacks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Idaho is the latest state to try to curb the transgender agenda. Lawmakers there have passed measures that prevent public employees from being required to use someone's preferred pronouns and that define gender as being synonymous with sex. The state has also approved legislation that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for sex change operations. Another Idaho law will allow citizens to challenge pornographic books in public libraries. This is SRN News. A drug used to treat Lou Gehrig's disease being pulled from the market.
Relyvrio was approved by the Food and Drug Administration 2 years ago, helped by a small study and an advocacy campaign by patients with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. The maker of Relyvrio, Amylyx Pharmaceuticals, is acknowledging the drug didn't help patients. It is voluntarily halting sales and marketing in the U.S. and Canada. Patients already taking Relyvrio who want to continue will be able to enroll in a program to receive it for free. The withdrawal leaves just three ALS medicines available to patients in the U.S., only one of which has been shown to extend survival by several months. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russia renewing its strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Ukrainian officials, energy workers, and analysts say Moscow is using more missiles and better intelligence to strike the electrical grid all across the country. More details at SRNnews.com.